Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And a tough story now that has people baffled, sad, and angry. The body of 36-year-old Marie Joseph of Fall River, Massachusetts, was found in a public pool 2 full days after she apparently drowned there, even though the 9-year-old child of a friend she brought to the pool last Sunday says he told lifeguards she'd gone under, even though her belongings were sitting by the pool, even though city health inspectors visited the pool during this time. Tons of people were swimming in it. It was reportedly cleaned. No one noticed her body. Until Tuesday, when some young people jumped the fence for a night swim and saw her body floating to the surface. Mike Bello is deputy city editor of the Boston Globe. Mike, this just seems impossible.
It's an amazing story. I mean, one of the interesting, I think one of the focuses in the investigation is, what actually happened to this woman in the water. We understand that the Bristol County District Attorney's Office is going to come out later today with a cause of death on her, but how did she die and the circumstances surrounding her going underneath the water? I mean, what we were told by a friend of Joseph's is that this 9-year-old boy who preceded her down a slide on Sunday tried to alert lifeguards, but said they ignored him. He then tried to rescue her, but could not. This is what the friend saying the boy said. The quote was, the little boy was trying to pull her back up, but he couldn't. She was too heavy. She was too slippery. So what did the lifeguard know, and when did they know it? And that's part of the investigation that the Department of Communities and Recreations is conducting right now.
Well, another question that raises is, why didn't the little boy then tell other people? But, children, I mean, he must have been just horrified, maybe thought it was his fault, which kids do. But, then the question is, why wasn't she seen? And a clue might be on the front pages of your paper today. We'll post the AP photo.
Right.
You have at herenow.org. This beautiful woman in the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Pool at Lafayette Park. Before she disappeared on Sunday, even though she is Haitian, her skin dark-complected, in this close-up photo, you can barely see her legs in that water. It's so murky.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the inspectors who came there said. It was murky. And what did they mean by that? That's one of the things at DA's office. In fact, the DA was quoted as saying the water got murkier and murkier. Why didn't anyone question this?
Yeah, it's almost opaque. It's almost white. And they had come routinely and noticed that the pool was missing its inspection sticker, so they made a note to come back because of the murky water. All the state public pools were closed for a time. We understand they'll be open for the 4th. But what is happening to the people who work there, the lifeguards, to the state inspectors?
Well, right now, everyone is being investigated. Everyone who works at that pool has been put on administrative leave pending this investigation. And I think basically the DCR commissioner says there was a breakdown, and they're trying to figure out what the breakdown was on a number of levels, whether it was the lifeguards, whether it was people inspecting the thing, and why they allowed it to remain open when it was that murky. So there's all kinds of questions and maybe some answers this afternoon. We're trying to find that out. And also, what did she die of?
And we should note, we just did a story on drowning this week, and we know that it is quieter and quicker than most people think, and public pools are usually chock-a-block filled with kids on the surface. It's tough for the lifeguards. Even so, this is, just astonishing people. What about her family? We understand she had 5 children. She was a housekeeper. How is the community reacting?
The community's outraged. I mean, everyone wants some answers. They're basically saying it defies belief. Friends and family were used to Joseph. She had been from Haiti. They were used to her being away for days at a time, often with little notice. I think that's why they didn't file a missing persons thing. They knew her as a free spirit who met new friends easily, would often go on excursions. She had 5 kids. The oldest, I think, was 19. She was very responsive. She kept to herself in a third-floor apartment in Fall River's west side. But she was very close with fellow Haitians, cooked a lot, known as a very friendly woman. So they're trying to come to grips with this thing. People can't believe she's not there.
Yeah. And that she was there and no one knew. Mike Bello, deputy city editor for the Boston Globe, on the death of 36-year-old Marie Joseph, who apparently drowned in a community pool and was there for 2 days before her body was found. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Robin.